The Merchant of Venice by William Shakespeare. Act 2, Scene 1. Belmont, a room in Portia's house. A flourish of cornets is heard. Enter the Prince of Morocco and his train. Portia, Nerissa, and others are attending. The Prince of Morocco speaks.
Mislike me not for my complexion, the shadowed livery of the burnished sun, to whom I am a neighbor and near bred. Bring me the fairest creature northward born, where Phoebus's fire scarce thaws the icicles, and let us make incision for your love to prove whose blood is reddest, his or mine. I tell thee, lady, this aspect of mine hath feared the valiant. By my love, I swear the best-begotted virgins of our clime have loved it too. I would not change this hue except to steal your thoughts, my gentle queen.
In terms of choice, I am not solely led by nice direction of a maiden's eyes. Besides, the lottery of my destiny bars me the right of voluntary choosing. But if my father had not scanted me and hedged me by his wit to yield myself his wife, who wins me by that means, I told you, yourself, renowned prince, then stood as fair as any comer I have looked on yet for my affection.
Even for that I thank you. Therefore, I pray you, lead me to the caskets to try my fortune. By this scimitar that slew the Sophie and a Persian prince, that won 3 fields of Sultan Solyman, I would outstare the sternest eyes that look, outbrave the heart most daring on the earth, pluck the young sucking cubs from the she-bear, yea, mock the lion when he roars for prey to win thee, lady. But alas, the while. If Hercules and Lycus play at dice, which is the better man? The greater throw may turn by fortune from the weaker hand. So is Alcides beaten by his page, and so may I, blind fortune leading me, miss that which one unworthier may attain and die with grieving.
You must take your chance, and either not attempt to choose at all or swear before you choose, if you choose wrong, never to speak to lady afterward in way of marriage. Therefore be advised.
Nor will come. Come, bring me unto my chance.
First, forward to the temple. After dinner your hazard shall be made.
Good fortune, then, to make me blessed or cursed among men.
Cornets are heard, and all exit. The end of Act 2, Scene 1 of The Merchant of Venice by William Shakespeare. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.